diversion from her thoughts, thus her visit to this dive. "Come on in," someone shouted. "There's still plenty of room." Ronnie glanced up to see the newcomer, and was instantly hooked. Well, well, well. This customer stood better than 6 feet tall, messy light brown hair contrasted with heavily lashed dark eyes. Two different paint colors splattered his t-shirt and his faded jeans hung loose and low. Hello, distraction. She'd hoped a beer would take the edge off, but perhaps there was a better way to help her sleep tonight. Swiveling to face him, Ronnie smiled. This was what she needed. He was what she needed. Her heart beat faster just thinking of the possibilities. Allowing her gaze to skim down his body, she lingered in key, tantalizing places. Straight shoulders, trim waist, delicious biceps. Down to a flat stomach, narrow hips, and a nice bulge in his softly worn jeans. Whoa. A curl of heat teased through her system. Yes, she had a definite type, favoring rugged, rough men, real men. This one fit the bill to perfection. Her gaze shifted to his hand. She noted the lack of a wedding band, but then a lot of guys didn't wear them. She never, ever got involved, even for one night, with men already in relationships. Now, how to proceed? When she looked back up to his face, she found him standing still, arms loose at his sides, feet slightly braced apart, staring at her with a very slight smile on his sexy mouth. Terrific. They had a mutual attraction going on. Playing coy, Ronnie slid her gaze away and faced the bar again, forearms folded on the counter. Awareness sizzled as she sensed his casual approach. Drinking alone? That deep voice. So far, everything about him stirred her. He kept a slight distance, not invading her space, but still making his interest apparent. Rubbing her thumb along the neck of the bottle, she glanced up at him. "Not if you join me." Her invitation warmed those dark brown eyes. He settled on the stool beside her, turning slightly so that his thigh touched hers. And just that, such a light touch, sent excitement coiling through her. As he ordered a cola and pulled pork sandwich, she studied his profile. The masculine nose, sensual mouth, strong jaw, and high cheekbones. Oh, those darker-than-sin eyes and lush lashes. His gaze cut her way. "Have you eaten?" She lifted the beer. "Moved on to dessert." No, she wasn't a heavy drinker, but he wouldn't know that. Let him think what he wanted. She didn't care. "New to the area?" he asked. "Just passing through." Somehow she'd make that true. But what if he was a local? In the off chance Slick took the job tomorrow, she'd be in and around the area a lot, meaning she shouldn't complicate things with neighbors. She sipped her beer again, gauging how she'd ask, then settled on, "You work here as a painter?" His mouth curled a little more. "No." "Ah, somewhere else then." Relieved, she let out a tense breath. "That's good." He started to say something, but asked instead, "Good, because..." Ronnie waved a hand. "I don't want to start anything with the locals." One brow cocked up. Eyes direct, he asked. "But you want to start something with me?" She liked his confidence, the bold way he asked that, and she liked how he held her gaze. Why hedge? It was already getting late and the beer wasn't doing it for her. She dreaded the idea of sleeping alone. That was true for most nights, but as it sometimes happened, tonight was worse. Tonight, memories plagued her. Horrid memories. She always fought them off the best she could, but some nights, like tonight, they wormed their way in. Company, along with extracurricular activity, would make them easier to deal with. So she turned, sliding her knee along the inside of his, and saying with suggestion, "I do. Something that could last the night?" Then she clarified, "Only through the night. What do you think?" His attention roved over her, from her short pale hair and styled disarray to the front of her sweater, where her less than stellar boobs wouldn't impress a single soul, down to her waist, to her legs, to her ankle boots. Those sinful eyes slowly rose back to her face. "There's a hotel a few miles down the road." She knew that because she'd rented a room there. "Perfect." Tipping up the beer, she finished it off and started to stand. He grinned. "Mind if I eat first? It's been a long day." Well, well, hell. Here she was ready to rush out the door and he wanted to eat first? Plopping her